This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رب العالمين اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم the hadith in the collection of Imam Bukhari narrated to us by Abdullah bin Mas'ud. And this is the theme of the hadith that start with or have within it the word the phrase laysa minna, whom we are not, or it is not in keeping with our values, depending on how you want to explain it. And there's a dozen hadith that have this phrase in it, and I'm going to narrate the 10 that are authentic, and they're very different. Everyone, what I'm going to do at the end is I'm going to put them all together, because when you put them all together, it actually tells you a story. Like, when you take them individually, they're just saying, the first one was ethical. It's not amongst us, you know, it's not in keeping with our values, those who don't respect the elder and show rahmah and compassion to the younger and respect our, and know the status of our scholars. It's not in keeping with our values. You're not amongst us if you do not enjoy and blissfully recite the Quran. And tonight it's a completely different one. But when you put them all together, they actually draw a picture of what we should not be doing. And then if you take the opposite, okay, what's the opposite of these things that we shouldn't be doing? Then you end up with what you should be doing. And the Quran does that a lot. A lot. The Quran tells you a lot of what not to do. Because all you have to do is just take the opposite and then you know what to do. And it's less limiting. If I tell you what to do, then you only have one option. If I tell you what not to do, you have a lot of options, right? Because you just have to stay away from that one thing. So it's easier for you to be prohibited than it is to be told what to do. Most people don't understand that, but that's actually fiqhiyan. It's much easier to get a prohibition because it's in one thing and then everything else is open. If I tell you what to do, then you're done. That's what you have to do. Anyways, nothing to do with this. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَطَمَ الْخُدُودِ وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. It is not in keeping with our values. It's not amongst us whom لَطَمَ الْخُدُودِ and شَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ and دَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. This is talking about the way that people deal with calamities or with the misfortunes or difficulties, or with that which you didn't want or that which you did not expect, or something that you saw as very painful and difficult. And the Prophet ﷺ is not amongst us, and it's not in keeping with our values for you if you to run into something that you don't like or calamity, to latam al khudud, to perform self harm, shaq al jub, or to act in a way that is excessive, or to do something that brings upon you the attention of other people, or to express with your behavior some degree of disgruntlement or refusal or objection to the musibah that you're dealing with because you don't want it. وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ kind of basically summarizes the first two, but the first two is what happened a lot during his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, and I saw it with my own eyes. Naiha, ever heard that word? And Naiha, the lady, is someone that you pay to come in and scream at a funeral. It's a job. I know people who did this for a living. You would pay them, so they would go to a funeral and they would hit themselves and say, he was this and he was that, and what am I going to do without him, and all this garbage. And because like, if that's not there, then that person must have not been loved. And the Prophet ﷺ, 1400 years, don't none of this anymore. Someone passes away, dies, some musibah happens, you don't hit yourself, you don't harm yourself, you don't rip your clothing, you don't start saying things, da'wal jahiliyyah, you don't say that which was said back in the time of jahiliyyah, which is objection to God, or refusal, or disgruntlement, or saying something that means that you believe that this is not fair, or that there's something else should have happened, or there's a lot of things that can be said when you run into a calamity. Oh, the first instinct of a human being when he runs into something he doesn't want is, why me? Everyone else seems to be fine. Why did I have to get this? Why do I have to be the one who has this disease? Why do I have to be the one who has no money? Why do I have to be miserable in my marriage? Why do my kids all have to be buffoons? Why is it that I have to live in a community that no one respects? You can ask all these questions. You can say, why is it? No. That is so anti-Islam. Like, Islam is the literal opposite of that. Like, the literal opposite of that is what the deen is alhamd, is al-ridha, is accepting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal you a hand, and you may not like all the cards, but you'll be thankful that you were dealt it to begin with. You'll show satisfaction, you'll show gratitude, and you'll show acceptance, and you'll do your best with what you got. And it's not in keeping with our values for us to behave differently when we end up in a situation or position that we don't like or we don't understand. Sometimes it's about not understanding it. Sometimes you don't know why did this happen to me. I didn't do anything. Yeah, you're not going to understand. there may never be an explanation. The explanation may not exist until you stand in front of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he explains it to you. There may not be a worldly explanation. And as a Muslim, the way that we are coached and trained and taught is to be okay with that. That, yeah, ya Rabb, of course there's a reason behind it all. Of course there's wisdom in what it is that I got. Of course, I may not see it, and that's because I'm very ignorant and I don't know much to begin with. And I'm okay with that. But I'm not going to behave in a way that expresses any other form of disgruntlement or refusal or objection. Very important. Now, people may not go to the point where they latum khudud or shakjuyu. Maybe people aren't doing that. But there are other ways to show objection, for sure. There are other ways. More subtle, for sure. And they're still problematic. There are subtle ways that you can show objection. When you just stop engaging. When you lose your connection. When you're not committed anymore. When you're upset all the time. When you're just not happy with your situation in any form, no matter what. That's very similar. It's very similar. Actually, the first one that the Prophet ﷺ gave an example of is just open. It's not, there's no filters, it's unhindered, right? It's uninhibited. This one is passive aggressive. Tell me one example where you think passive aggressiveness is better. Yeah, no one likes passive. You can't live with passive, it's horrible. Passive aggressive, it's not. But you can easily object to everything he does in a passive aggressive way. But no, we don't. That's not in keeping with the way we are. We accept. We persevere, we show patience, we show rida, and we move on. And that is who Muslims are. And for sure, in your life, at some point, you're going to be, he's going to throw a curveball. He's going to whack you right in the head. You're going to fall splat on your face. You're going to break your facial bones. For sure, this is going to happen to you. Multiple times it's going to happen to you. Like, there's no way around it. And Islam is just about, are you able to stand up again? Say, radit billah, alhamdulillah, hasbi Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because there's other things you can say. There's other things you can say as well. And this is what this hadith is teaching, wallahu alam. And I find it to be very important. We may not see certain behaviors anymore, but the concepts are still definitely there. Yarwi al-imam al-Bukhari fi sahihihi an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam laysa minna man latama al-khudud wa shaqqa al-juyub wa da'a bid'a al-jahiliyyah sadaqa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam subhanaka bihamdika la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakallahu khair.